I want you to turn tonight to two passages of Scripture, all right? The first passage we're going to look at tonight is in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. And then the second passage is going to be in the book of Ezra, the Old Testament Scriptures of Ezra chapter number 7, all right? 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and then Ezra chapter number 7. You know, I thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church tonight. I literally am in church tonight. I know that you're not able to be here tonight, but I do thank the Lord for the privilege that we have to be able to have this church ministry. You know, for more than 54 years now, God has blessed Church of the Open Door with all the various ministries, and this church has taken a faithful stand in so many areas of God's Word, and I'm thankful for that tonight, to preach the gospel and to take the gospel to the community. And now even during this COVID situation, when we're not physically able to be together in the house of God, we can still be together through the ministry of the internet. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that you've joined us, and I hope that on this final service of the first day of 2022, that you'll be blessed tonight by the Word of God. I want to try to encourage those of you especially that work and serve in the ministry here at Church of the Open Door tonight. I want to encourage you that you might be able to just continue on for the Lord, even though right now our services have been suspended, our different ministries have been suspended, and we're not able to get together as we normally do. So I want us to take a look at this tonight. First of all, in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter number 1, I want us to look together tonight at verse number 12, 13, and 14. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Here, Paul, the apostle, looks back on his life before he was saved. And he's writing to a young man named Timothy, a young man that he loved very much in the Lord. And he was trying to encourage this man in the ministry. And that's what I want to try to do to each of you here tonight through the Word of God. And here in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, the Apostle Paul writes these words. He said, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." You know, I truly believe that Paul was so greatly used of God because Paul never forgot where God found him. The Apostle Paul never forgot where God brought him from. He literally knocked him off his high horse there on the road to Damascus, and God humbled his heart and made him to see the truth of what he was doing. And you know, it was from a grateful and thankful heart that the Apostle Paul did all that he did for the Lord in his service unto the Lord and in reaching others with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm convinced this evening that if any child of God, if any servant of God truly desires to be all that God wants them to be in whatever area of service the Lord puts them in, two things have got to happen. First of all, number one, you've got to never forget where God brought you from. Don't ever forget where God found you. Never forget all the blessings that God has given upon you and how that He loved you before you ever knew Him. But then secondly, we've got to always remember and never forget the importance of the task that God has given for us to do for Him. No matter what menial task it may seem like, listen, if God gave you a job to do for Him, then you need to do it with all your might. It's not just a job, but it's an important job. And what you do for Christ in this new year could determine where somebody spends eternity either with God in heaven or separated from God in hell. And that job needs to be, it deserves our best effort. It deserves our best effort in how we choose to perform it for the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament book of Ezra, we read how that God gave a small remnant of Jews a special job to do. And that job was to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. They were to rebuild the temple of the Lord. It had been destroyed by the enemies of God. And when the children of Israel rebelled against God, they just could not realize what devastation it was going to bring upon their city and the very temple in which they worshiped the Lord. But that rebellion brought certain destruction. But God gave forgiveness. Amen. God gave forgiveness. And God gave a remnant of these people a desire, a want to in their heart to do what he said do. And as Ezra tells the story here in the book of Ezra that's named after him, he speaks here how that God spoke to King Cyrus, the king of Persia, and how that God gave Cyrus the vision to tell the people, go back and rebuild this city. Go back and rebuild that which the devil has taken away from you. And you know, as we look at this story, he tells of how the devil fought against them through the adversaries of God. And folks, listen to me. In this new year, just as in years of past, but especially I believe in this new year, we're going to see a lot of the fighting from the adversary, Satan himself. And let me tell you why. I truly believe with all my heart, Satan knows his days are numbered, and he is giving it his best effort to hinder us, to stop us from going out and telling folks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me tonight. Ezra was found faithful to do what God said do. And when we come here to the 7th chapter of the book of Ezra, I think that it's going to help us tonight to take a look at what Ezra did to encourage the people and how he encouraged his own self to keep on keeping on for the Lord, even in dire situations, even when the adversary was fighting against them. And here in Ezra chapter 7, I want us to begin here in verse number 6. Ezra chapter 7, beginning in verse number 6. The Bible said, this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord, his God, upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and of the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem, in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king. For upon the first day of the 1st month began he to go up from Babylon. And on the first day of the 5th month he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Now listen to this last verse. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now, in these passages of Scripture, we find some great truths that I really believe tonight will be a help to each of us as we serve the Lord in the various ministries that we have here at Church of the Open Door in the year 2022. I really believe that God wants to use us, continue to use us, even in the midst of COVID, even in the midst of adversarial conflicts, even in the midst of troublesome times, not only in our nation, but in our world. God wants us to shine tonight as servants of light and love for Him. I want us to pray first, and I want us to ask for God's blessings. I need His power tonight. I need His wisdom to speak the words that He would have me to speak tonight. And then I want to preach to you tonight on four musts that every servant of God should have while serving the Lord in 2022. Four musts that every servant of God should have while serving the Lord in 2022. Let's pray, and then I'll give you what God has laid on my heart tonight. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, tonight, I just thank you for the privilege to be able to stand in the presence of you tonight. Lord, I stand here tonight to give out the Word of God. And Lord, these are not my words, these are your words. And you've promised that your Word would never return void. And I pray, God, tonight that you'll speak to the hearts of those folks watching and listening to this message. And God, take my lips tonight and let them speak the words that you would have me to speak. Guide my heart, my thoughts, and all that I do and say tonight to try to be a help to your people tonight, an encouragement to each of them. Lord, many are sick tonight that are watching this service. Many have been through troublesome times and even death in their families. And God, we want to lift them up to you tonight. And I pray, Lord, that the preaching of your word would be a strength and encouragement to them tonight. Watch over us now. Bless this, the message. I thank you, God, for the music tonight. And Lord, I pray that you'll use it for your honor and your glory. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Amen. I want us to look at four things tonight. Number one, I want you to see something here in verse number 10, where every servant and teacher must have a prepared heart. Every servant and teacher must have a prepared heart. You know, as we serve the Lord in 2022, right now, as we start out, it seems like all is kind of in vain. We have teachers, but we have no classes, no students, because we can't be there. And yet, we need to be in the Word of God and be prepared in our hearts to give an answer unto every man that asks us of what we believe. Listen, tonight, in this verse, verse number 10, Ezra chapter 7, verse number 10, the Bible said, "For Ezra had prepared his heart." That word "prepared" here in this verse literally means it was something fixed. It was established. He knew what he believed. He was directed aright. He was prepared for a purpose, and he had made up his mind to know what God wanted him to teach. And folks, as we serve in this ministry, I'm thankful tonight that this ministry doesn't have one goal in mind, and this ministry have another goal in mind, and that ministry have another goal in mind. No, every ministry here at this church has one goal in mind, and that first of all, foremost above all things, is to bring people to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do that through the bus ministry. We do that through the Good Shepherds. We do that through the deaf ministry. And again, I thank Mrs. Allball tonight for interpreting for us so that our deaf people can be able to see and know what's going on here in church. It's with the choir ministry. Every ministry here at this church, the first priority is making sure that folks know that they can go to heaven should anything happen to them. It would be awful to be separated from God for all eternity. Can you imagine that? I cannot imagine what it would be like to be separated from God for all eternity because I never made a decision to accept Christ. But I'm thankful that this ministry, everything that it's centered around, is revolved around, first of all, getting the gospel to those who are lost. You know, Ezra had prepared his heart. And folks, you and I have a lot of work that needs to be done in 2022. Why is that, you say, preacher? Because our world tonight needs the gospel. Our world needs it. And I truly believe with all my heart that the Lord has allowed these things to happen in order that our hearts may be stirred to see the importance of what's going on. Listen, the devil wants to stop the ministry of the gospel going out. He wants to stop bus kids coming on the Sunday school buses. He wants to stop the nursery and have it closed down so little children cannot come in and hear the message of the gospel. He wants to stop the Sunday school ministry and this Christian school ministry and all the other ministries that are going on because he does not want the message of the gospel to get out to those who need it most. And folks, this is why we need to prepare our hearts tonight and be ready for the attacks of Satan. We need to know what we believe. We need to know what we stand for tonight. And here, the Bible said that Ezra prepared himself, and he did this in several ways for the work of God that God had for him to do in his day. I want to show you two special things tonight. Number one, Ezra prepared his heart for the task at hand through the power of God's Word. Folks, listen to me tonight. This book is the Word of God. And this book, the devil hates it. The world hates it today because it is the Word of God. But folks, this is where you're going to get your strength from. This is where you're going to get the power for preparation to do anything that we do for God. It's going to be through this precious old book. It's called the Word of God. Look at what verse 6 said in this chapter. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. He was prepared for the task at hand through the power of the Word of God. Listen, our pastor has told us time and time again. He tells us what? He says, stay in the book and allow the book to stay in you. And folks, in this new year, 2022, we need to get back to the book and stay in it, so that it will stay in us. But number two, look at this. Ezra was prepared for the task at hand through the power of prayer. Through the power of prayer. Look at it here in verse number 6, where it goes on to say, and the king granted him all his request. Now, yes, he made a request to the king. But folks, I'm sure of it, that Ezra first made his requests unto God. He took his burden to the Lord and he left it there. Amen? And he took his needs unto God through prayer. And look what it said. And the king granted him all, not some, but all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Ezra prepared his heart for the work that God had for him to do. And through the power of God's Word and through the power of prayer, of answered prayer, not just praying and asking, but his prayers were answered. And through the power of answered prayer, his heart was fixed. His heart was established. His heart was directed aright, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him, to do all that God had assigned unto him to do. Man, that's a great thing to know tonight, amen? And we've got to have a prepared heart. No matter what ministry you serve in, no matter what area of service you serve in here at this church or in the ministry that you're in, God wants you to have a prepared heart. From the cradle to the commode, amen? Every janitor, every nursery worker, every Sunday school teacher, every bus worker. Listen, I thank God for Brother Kevin and Brother Mike and some of these other men that work on these buses and keep them going from week to week to go out into the highways and the hedges and to bring folks in that God's house might be filled one day. Listen, every one of these areas are important in what we do. And we need to make sure that we have a prepared heart and go out and do what God has said to do. But number two, every servant and teacher of the Word of God must have a purpose for doing what they do. Listen, we need to have a purpose tonight in doing what we do in this church. Everything that we do. Now, let me ask you tonight, what was the purpose for which Ezra had prepared himself? When you read this book of Ezra, what purpose did God have for him? And what purpose did Ezra prepare himself for? Well, let's look at verse number 10. The Bible said here, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. That word seek, it literally means to resort to frequent oneself as a place, to search for as to inquire of or for a specific reason or need. You see, Ezra's purpose in preparing his heart and in preparing his heart so that he might be able to do what God wanted him to do was to teach others to seek the law of the Lord. He wanted to teach others to seek the law of God's word. Above everything that that man had to say, above everything that the laws in the land had to say, Ezra wanted to teach the people to love God and to love his word. And folks, our purpose tonight in all that we do for the Lord, wherever we may serve, our purpose is to seek the law of the Lord. It's to seek the word of God. Seek it out and know what it says. He taught them here what he too had been taught. And he taught them to desire, to seek the law of the Lord. Listen, child of God, let me ask you a question today. Is this book precious to you today? I mean, really, is it precious to you today? Or is it something we just throw on the shelf when we get out of here? Some folks leave it in their car. And man, I want to encourage you tonight, don't leave your Bible laying in the car. Don't just leave it out there. My goodness, it's a precious book. It's alive. It's what gets us through the day. And listen, this Word of God ought to be something that we look at and we say, man, that book changed my life. That book changed my life. Listen, I did not like the fact that God said that I was a sinner when I was a young man. I didn't like that. And I thought to myself, I tried to justify myself and say, well, I'm not as bad as some people are. But you know what? The Word of God taught me that the least of my sins would still keep me from the gates of heaven. And one day when I realized that I was lost and I was on my way to a devil's hell, that same book that taught me that I was a sinner showed me that in spite of my sin, God still loved me. Amen? God still loved me. And he loved me so much that he gave his own son to die in my stead that I might be redeemed by his precious blood. And then you know what God did on top of that? He didn't just show me that he loved me, but he said, now, son, if you'll accept me, I'll have a job, a purpose in your life that you can live with forever. And you know what? I had my own plans, my own dreams. But you know what? When I got saved, those plans, those dreams, they all changed because I found my purpose in this old book. Amen. God gave me a plan. He gave me a purpose for living that I did not have before. And no matter what we are for the Lord, if our purpose in ministry is anything other than teaching those whom God has put within our reach to seek the Lord so that they might come to know him as their own personal Savior and King, then we have the wrong ministry. We have the wrong purpose in the ministry. We have the wrong purpose. Our purpose must first be to tell others about Christ. There must be a divine purpose for doing whatever we do in the ministry in this new year. But then thirdly, I want to show you this. Every servant and teacher of the Word of God must show forth a performance of what he knows he should be doing. Every servant and teacher of the Word of God must show forth a performance of what he knows he should be doing. Look at verse number 10 again. The Bible said here, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Lord. Now, folks, listen to me. Don't get me wrong when I say this. To be in the Word of God is a great thing. To know the Word of God is a wonderful thing. But the verse doesn't stop there. Look what it said. It says, and to do it. I know a lot of folks that know a lot about the Bible, but they don't do anything for the Lord. They're not doing anything now for God. Oh, they know they're saved. Oh, they know they're on their way to heaven. And that's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? We've been saved not just to know that we're going to heaven, but to teach others how that they can also go. And folks, Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. That little phrase, to do it, I was studying on that and thinking about it and asking the Lord how to explain it better. And I wrote down something here that I think that the Lord would have us to know. To do it simply means to live out what you have been taught and to be fashioned after the teaching that one has been taught, or simply to produce or to be productive. God wants us to produce fruit. And folks, as a child of God, if we're not bringing forth fruit, we're not doing what God said do. We're just not doing it. Listen, a certificate on the wall does not a prepared servant of God make. And I know a lot of folks got a lot of head knowledge. They've got a lot of book knowledge, got a lot of certificates and all hanging up. And God bless them for going and doing all that. That's a great thing to achieve. But listen, folks, it does not stop there. We're to seek the law of the Lord, but then we're to practice what we preach. Amen? We're to do what God said do. God has done for us what no other person could ever do. God has done for us what only He could do. And if we love the Lord, and if we truly love Him, and we want to do what God said do, then we should be willing to not only teach others how to live for the Lord, but we ourselves must live as the Lord would have us to live. Listen, is this not what Paul was saying to Timothy? As he looked at Timothy in verse number 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, we read this just a moment ago. But Paul said this, he said, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Faithfulness unto God. Listen to me now. Faithfulness unto God always comes before service unto God. If we're not going to be faithful, God can't use us. God won't use us. And I'm so thankful for faithful bus workers. I'm thankful for those Sunday school teachers that one day came by my house. Listen, I had folks, bus workers, that came to my house every Saturday. Now you listen to me. Every Saturday they came to my house when I was a boy and tried to get my parents to let us go and ride the bus to church with them. Every Saturday for more than a year, those workers came. They were faithful. I never got to ride the bus until probably about a year after. And my folks finally said, "Yeah, let them go. If they want to go, let them ride." And you know what? I got to ride that bus. I came to Sunday school, heard the gospel. Now listen, I'd been in church as a boy. I'd been sprinkled at the Moravian church. I'd been baptized in another church. But none of those things had changed my heart. Why? Because I had not heard the message of the gospel. I'd heard about doing good. I'd heard about good works and being a good boy and treating other folks like I would want to be treated. But I'd never heard the message, a clear presentation of the gospel. But God sent some folks that just wouldn't stop coming to my house on Saturdays. And I love to see them come because they always brought me a sucker. They had a candy sucker every week. And man, I rode that bus just to get another sucker, amen? But you know what? Listen, I got that sucker every Saturday. And my folks would turn them away and say, "No, no, no, no." For over a year they did that. But one day, they finally let us come. And after I rode that bus for about 4 or 5 years, I saw my need of a Savior. And I called upon the Lord and He saved me. Why? Because somebody was faithful to perform the duty that they knew they ought to be doing. Listen, it would have been easy for them to stop coming to my house and say, "Well, you know what? Just forget them. They're not ever going to come to church." And you know what? Had they done that, I may have never heard the message of the gospel, and I may have never been saved. but because they were faithful. Why were they faithful? Because they had prepared their heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. And they stayed faithful to do it. Amen? Faithfulness always comes before true service unto the Lord. But then I want you to see something else here tonight. These folks not only taught me what the Word of God said to do, but they did what they taught me to do, that I should do, and they set the example before me as a young Christian. When I got saved, they lived that life before me. I could watch them going through heartaches and trials. And you know what? They didn't give up. They didn't let the devil stop them. They didn't get offended and just quit. They just kept on going. And that made a mark on my heart and my life. I thought, man, how can they do that? How can they just keep on going? And the Word of God taught me how they kept on going. God became their strength. And whether you're a teacher tonight or a worker in the bus ministry, you're the custodians around here, you're a church secretary, you work in the office, you work in the school as a teacher, you sing in the choir or play an instrument in the orchestra, you interpret for the deaf, you work with the Super 60s, you work in the Good Shepherds group, whatever you do for God, whatever position you might hold within this ministry, I want you to ask yourself this question tonight and be honest about it. Ask yourself this question. If every other Christian was just like me, what kind of church would my church be? Now, let me ask it again. If every other Christian were just like me, what kind of church would my church be? You know, that's something to think about tonight. I think about that so many times when the devil jumps up on my shoulder and says, well, you ought to just quit. You ought to just give it up. You know, folks don't do this, and folks don't. Listen, we're not in it to serve people. We're in it because God has placed us in this ministry. And we're in it because God has called us to do something special for Him. We can't give up. Listen, we're too close to home. You look around you today. You watch the news today. Oh, my soul, how close must we be to the Lord coming back again and calling us out of here? And then we stand before Him and we give an account unto Him for how we served Him through the battles, through the good times, and through the bad times. We give account unto God for those folks that we should have been a witness to, but we failed to be a witness to. Listen, we've come too far to quit. Is there an actual performing? Now listen to me. Is there an actual performing of God's Word in my life, in your life tonight, that is simply performance? Is it a show? Or is it actual service unto the One who has saved us? Listen, we've got to remember, we're not serving us. Listen, I'm not serving Pastor Belcher. Pastor Belcher is not just serving you. He's serving God. His desire is that you grow in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, we're going to be off the scene. One day, we're not going to be here. Listen, I may not be here when the church goes through another 54 years, okay? I probably won't be here then. But some of you will be. Some of you younger ones will be. And listen, what you do for God determines tonight what you choose to do in 2022. You need a purpose in your heart. Listen, the Bible said that today is the day of salvation. But Ezra realized that, you know what, his time was short on this earth. And he needed to prepare his heart and he needed to teach folks about the law of the Lord. He needed to perform in front of them the duty that he was called to do so that he could encourage others to do the same. It should never be a burden to any of us to be found faithful to do what God has saved us to do. Listen, that would be like me saying to my wife, well, honey, it's just too much trouble for me to drive home tonight, so I'm just going to camp out down here and I'm not coming home. I'm not going to do that Man, I look forward to getting home. I look forward to getting a hug and you know, some loving from my little puppy dog and even my wife. Amen. I love getting some loving from her too. But you know what? Listen, I look forward to the fellowship that we have together. And you know what? One day, we're going to be able to stand before God and we're going to be able to look at God and say, God, I gave you my best. And I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't you tonight? Amen. Why not let's start on it this first Sunday in on January 2022. And let's just make up our mind that we're going to do what God said do. It was never a burden to Paul to be an encouragement and strength to others. Paul was attacked. He was beaten several times. He was shipwrecked. He was left for dead. And you know what? He still wrote to his servant Timothy here in 1 Timothy chapter 1. And he said this unto him. He said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Man, that can be said of each of us tonight. We were all blasphemers and persecutors of God's word and injurious to those around us. But you know what? God showed his mercy. Amen. Aren't you glad about that tonight? God showed us mercy. And because we did it ignorantly, look at what Paul said. Because I did it ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul was thankful to be in the ministry of the Lord because he never forgot what he used to be. He never forgot the things that he used to do before he got saved and how that it was through God's enablement, God's power, God's grace, God's love and mercy that he was able to do anything for the Lord now. Oh, that's the way we ought to be tonight. Paul had been a persecutor. He had been an injurious man to those that named the name of Christ. And yet, God still loved him. And folks, there are people out there that only you can reach. You may have family. You may have friends. You may have co-workers that are lost as lost can be. But they're looking at your life. They're looking at you tonight. They're looking for answers. When troubles come, where do they go? They come to you. Why? Because they know you know the Lord. Listen, we've got to be found faithful tonight. But then fourthly and lastly, I want you to understand this. Fact number four, every servant and teacher of the Word of God must have a passion to teach others the ways of God. Listen, that should be our passion. I watch Pastor Young up here when he's directing the choir and he's directing the music. Man, he's got a passion for that. I listen to Pastor Belcher as he stands to preach the Word of God. And he's this way for the camera and he's that way for the camera. And man, he's got a passion for the Word of God. He works those poor cameramen to death up there. But listen to me. If we don't have a passion to teach and to preach and to help others come to Jesus, there's something wrong. We need to have a passion. Look what it said, verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Is this not what Jesus commanded us to do through his great commission? There in Matthew chapter 28, turn with me there just a moment to the book of Matthew chapter 28. And there we see one of the four or even five instances, mentions of the great commission that the Lord Jesus left us to do before he ascended back up into heaven. And here in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, the Bible said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever, listen now, that I have commanded you. He said, disciples, I've given you the word. Now you take it to others. You were to teach them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And look at the promise that he gives. He said, and lo, I am with you always. Now that doesn't say always. It says always. That literally means I'm with you all the way. Through the good times and through the bad. Through COVID and when we are able to meet and bring everybody back into the service of the Lord. Listen, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And then Matthew ends that verse up and he says, amen, amen. Pay special attention to the last part of that great commission in verse 20. Look at it again. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Teachers and workers in the ministry of God must take that which we've been taught, the things that we have learned, the things that we have absorbed from the Word of God. We're to take that and we're to teach it to others. We're to live it unashamedly. We're to live it without apologize. And we're to let others know what Christ can do for them as he even did for us. Man, that's great. Again, Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, he told young Timothy, he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men. Why? Who shall be able to teach others also. Listen to me tonight, folks. Our goal in 2022 should be that we get in the book. We prepare our hearts. We learn the Word of God within our own hearts so that we in turn can go and teach it to others so that one day when we're off the scene, when God has taken us home, there'll be somebody else to take our place and to continue with the work of the ministry. Listen, that is what God wants us to do. As workers and servants in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, in this new year of 2022, you and I must have a passion to reach and to teach others the message of the gospel. And those that we have the privilege to lead to Christ and bring to church, we need to teach them so that one day they can go out and do for somebody else what somebody came out and did for them. Hey, listen, I've got some teachers. I've got some bus workers. They're in heaven right now. And I owe them a great debt. And I want to stay faithful because they were faithful to teach me. And you know what? There may be some folks that are listening to the sound of my voice, somebody that I've led to Christ. Maybe somebody I've taught in Sunday school class. Maybe somebody I brought to church on the Sunday school bus in years gone by. Listen, there may be somebody there that God is going to use in a great way one day because I didn't give up, because I didn't quit. And for that reason, folks, I want to encourage you. Don't let the devil get you down about this COVID thing. Don't get discouraged. Don't get callous to the fact that we're not able to be in the house of God. Prepare your heart. Man, be itching and be ready to be back in service for the Lord. As soon as the pastor says it's safe to open the doors, get back in here and get ready and be ready to go out and tell somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we need to have a desire for a prepared heart in the ministry of reaching others. We need to have a purpose in our ministry, and that being to seek the law of the Lord. We need to have a performance of what God says do in our ministry, both personally and publicly. But we also need to have a passion to reach and to teach others to go out and do the same thing. This year of 2022, it could be the greatest year that we've ever had in service for the Lord. You say, Brother Ray, how could it be when we can't even get to church? You know what? I think back to when Saul made havoc of the church in Jerusalem. After they put Stephen to death and Paul held the coats of those men that did that, the Bible said that Paul made havoc of the church which was at Jerusalem. And the many Christians that were there were scattered everywhere. They were scattered abroad. But listen to me. If you read that chapter, I believe that's Acts chapter 8 or chapter 9, the Bible says that they went everywhere preaching the word. Listen, maybe God just doesn't want you to sit here on a padded pew and enjoy pastors preaching to you and go home and do nothing. Maybe God is trying to get us to where we see the need to reach others outside while we still can. Listen, there may be a doctor that needs to hear about Jesus. There may be some nurse that needs to know about the Lord. And if you're sick tonight, maybe you're in the hospital, you're watching it online, listen, maybe you just need to tell them how good God has been to you and how much God loves them and wants them to go to heaven. God has saved us for a purpose. And folks, tonight, in this year of 2022, let's seek out that purpose. Let's find it. Let's establish our hearts. Let's prepare our hearts. And let's go out and do what God has saved us to do. And that is to reach a lost and dying world with the message of the gospel. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Father, God, tonight, I thank you so much for the blessed privilege to stand in this pulpit and preach the word of God. Lord, it grieves my heart that my pastor is sick. But Lord, I look forward to the day when he's not feeling bad. And Lord, he can be back in here again to preach unto us and to strengthen us and encourage us to go out and to do what God has saved us to do. But Lord, tonight, as we look around us and we see all the COVID situations and the obstacles that we have in being able to go to church, God, let us take this time to just sit back and remember all that you've done for us. How good and faithful you've been. And Lord, help us, God, to seek the law of the Lord. Prepare our hearts to be ready for those boys and girls and those adults and those teenagers that we pick up and bring to church on Sunday and we teach on Sunday morning during Sunday school class or we work with in master clubs on Wednesday night or we change the diapers off downstairs in the nursery. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll help us to look forward to the day that we can be back in the house of God. But Lord, until that day, help us still to be found faithful. And let's start today on this first Sunday in 2022. Let us be found faithful to start the year right and to continue that way as well. And Lord, if there be someone tonight that's listening to the sound of my voice that does not know you as their Savior, I pray, God, tonight that as the service here ends and the pastor's invitation comes online, God, that you would speak to their heart and help them, Lord, to see their need of a Savior. And they would fall upon their knees and call on you and ask you to save them tonight. Please, Lord, do what only you can do. And God will thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.